This is Illinois Public Media. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. We're joined now by Mike Tenora, T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mike. Tell me about the weather that we've had over the past 24 to 48 hours. It's been heavy. It's been rough. How widespread was the rainfall?
We've seen some pretty good amounts across different parts of the Corn Belt and the Plains over the last 1 to 2 days. Over 5 inches was reported at Omaha, Nebraska, and in Lamoni, Iowa, which is around 100 miles to the southeast of Omaha. And overnight, we also had some real big rains in portions of central Kansas, including the heart of the U.S. hard red winter wheat belt. So we have had some pretty big rains, and there are more to come. We're in a very active pattern across a large part of the U.S. If you just look at what's happening right now, we can see that a number of storm systems are lined up to the west, and they're going to keep on moving to the east, not only for the next couple of days, but all the way through the next 10 to 14 days, the way it looks right now. In this type of weather pattern, though, it's very difficult to determine exactly where and when, and even how much rain will fall. Now, even though that might sound like you don't know what you're talking about, we actually think it's a pretty straightforward pattern, and that we'll see numerous waves of energy move on to the east, and each one of those will produce thunderstorm clusters. And then all we have to do is figure out exactly where each one will go, which is only really apparent maybe 1 to 2 days in advance in a good situation. Oftentimes, we might only know 12 hours in advance. But the southern half of the Corn Belt and the Plains are certainly under the highest risk for heavy rainfall in excess of 1 to 2 inches over the next 3 to 4 days. And then that heavy rain threat moves back to the north into the northern plains and the northern Corn Belt as we get into next week, beginning around Tuesday.
Any reason to believe this pattern will end anytime soon?
We don't think it will end in the next 1 to 2 weeks. After that, it's real hard to say. It's always hard to forecast the weather further out into the future, and this scenario is no different. The one thing we do know, though, is that all of the rain that we'll see over the next 1 to 2 weeks will either have been a great thing if it turns drier toward the end of the month, or it will have been the beginning of a wet to locally too wet of a pattern once we get into the latter portion of the month. So we think the weather forecasts will be a little more interesting in about 2 weeks from now, or maybe even 1 week from now, once we can start to see what that next pattern will be. Will this one continue, or will a new one form?
Well, the rainfall has been welcome across the Midwest and the Great Plains states, Mike. It seems like those trying to harvest wheat might be hopeful it would stop sooner rather than later.
That is the way it looks right now, especially across Oklahoma into northern Texas and also across parts of Kansas. I mean, no matter how you look at the winter wheat situation, you can't really argue that all of this rain coming up is a good thing, because all of the areas that don't need rain because they want to harvest are going to turn wet, and everybody else is already wet, so they don't really need the rain either. As you go north, remember, the winter wheat is not as mature, and because of that, harvest season is still well off into the future across the northern plains. So pretty much all of the winter wheat belt receives rain, and some areas receive rain that they don't need, and some areas receive rain that is just plain unhelpful for harvesting. But even after talking about all of this, it's still a mixed situation. We don't see things as being real poor or real good at the moment. We think that the impact of all this weather over the next couple of weeks will really be decided by weather that we can't see later in June and into the first part of July.
And finally today, Mike, this morning, the Climate Prediction Center released its El Nino report. What did it tell us?
Well, the odds for an El Nino to develop, according to the Climate Prediction Center, is around 80% by the end of the year. So those are pretty high odds. The real question is not whether or not the El Nino might develop, it's how strong it will be. The stronger the El Nino event, which means that the warmer the temperatures are, the water temperatures across the Pacific Ocean, the more highly correlated it is to weather patterns. So if you have a real strong El Nino, meaning you have real warm water temperatures in the Pacific, then you typically have fairly predictable effects on weather patterns across the world. Unfortunately, it rarely works out that way, and this situation looks pretty similar to normal cases, which is where the El Nino event is not real strong, and it's also not real weak, so you're kind of in the middle, and because of that, the impacts are a little more muddled as you go into the future. So we don't really think this is a great way to forecast the weather right now. We need more time on that one, too.
Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather from Chicago, Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.